Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The rain! You gotta go live!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it is hour three, so here is your third keyword of the day to win the town jerseys. Text Reggie, R-E-G-G-I-E, to 20357. That's Reggie, R-E-G-G-I-E, to 20357 for your chance to win one of the three town jerseys right now. And once an hour, every hour, now through Wednesday, you can qualify every hour, and that gives yourself multiple chances to win. Reggie, 20357. And then we're going to be giving away a Pat Spencer jersey, too, tomorrow between 1145 and 1215.
That's big.
And I saw it. Just, I'd like to bring some to your attention just so you know.
Yeah, this is what we do.
Yeah. The Warriors lost to the Minnesota Timberwolves in last year's Western Conference semifinals.
I understand.
Okay,
that,
I just wanted to make sure.
I am aware
that we
but
knew
it was
that.
His finest hour as a Golden State Warrior.
And don't you?
And all that's
evaporated.
Isn't
there one part deep in your heart that thinks that's pretty sad?
I was just hoping it was a stone that would be set to where he could just set more in place and climb, and there would be. Enough. Remember, I came in here this season and said there's no trade. I don't believe a trade is imminent after five games,
and yet it.
But you kind of,
yeah. Not, and yet you. No, I can just be nice. You got an hour left. Jake Fisher of Steinline talking about another name. Let me just make sure you got the same amount of money. Miles Turner. If the Milwaukee Bucks decide to rip it apart, Miles Turner and Jonathan Kuminga's salaries match, according to Jake Fisher.
Wow.
Miles Turner makes 25. Kuminga makes, I think, 22 and a half, 23.
And this is where I go wrong. I get too excited too fast. But if that could be the return and the Warriors have a stretch like that, Miles Turner, Steiny, what is he, 12 and 5 on the year? I mean, I've always liked him. We've talked about him since our inception of our show. You know, he's always been out there. But, I mean, what's going on in Milwaukee is bad. But if you could parlay, if the Warriors could, that is, Jonathan Kuminga into Miles Turner. Man, oh man, I'd be excited.
Okay, well let's come out of dream world.
And why read the report?
No, because you're not gonna get Miles Turner for Kuminga. Okay. Would you be willing to throw in how many unprotected firsts would you have to throw in with Kuminga?
I would go no more than two. I'd feel comfortable with two. What do you say to that?
I would love to not give up two. Oh, boy. Miles Turner.
Man.
And then you lose, let's say.
29 years old, Miles Turner. 6'11", what, about 250, 260, can shoot?
I mean, obviously, Kuminga's not going to be enough to get Miles Turner. So then the question is, would you part with picks, or is there somebody, you know, obviously the next thing would be like, well, who would we want in addition to Miles Turner? But it would have to be somebody you want.
That's
Pods
his hometown,
and
too.
Pods. You know what that Pods
he's about, yeah.
Pods and Kuminga for Miles Turner, would you do it?
I would do it.
You would do it.
Oh man. Tell me if you're saying Pods and those guys are Jags, just a guy.
No, I'm
you think that gets it done, but are you contemplating from a Warrior standpoint?
I'm contemplating a few things. One of the things I'm contemplating is how fair of a trade that is, and it doesn't seem completely unfair, except if I'm the Bucks, I'm saying I have a bona fide center who is good, and he's been good.
It was in the
and
finals
he's played
last year.
Two teams in the last. He's been a very good player on a contending team. The two guys that I'm going to get haven't done squat in this league. That's what would scare me if I'm Milwaukee.
But isn't that why you're getting them? You're kind of resetting everything.
Miles Turner to me is too good of a player. Mm.
To give up for two question marks. So are you saying would the Warriors load another player?
I would say if it's like Pods and Kuminga for Miles Turner and I'm the Bucks, I'd be like, you better throw one unprotected in there at least.
Man, now I'm getting, again, and I know it's not Giannis, but boy, if they could get their hands on him.
Let's go to
Philly.
Flea in Oakland. Hey, Flea, how you doing, man?
Good afternoon, guys.
What's up, baby?
Me and my brother was talking last night. There isn't any more rivalries in the NBA. Since the Warriors had all those rivalries with OKC and Houston and Cleveland, it's like when we get off work and go home, there ain't no rivalries. There ain't no guys that's about to fight. Yeah. There ain't no teams that don't like each other. And you ever notice that OKC just won a championship? They don't even have a rival when they go into the regular season. Yeah.
That's real, Flea.
Like,
that's a real one.
What happened to the NBA? It seems so bland. We're talking about trades just to make trades, like the world didn't change so much where we just making trades like we playing a smorgasbord of just, oh, let's trade him. We trading Kuminga. Remember they had make a trade for a guy that is going to guard somebody or trying to shut somebody down throughout the season and get them to the over the top. Now everybody just want to make trades. There's no rivalries. Guys is whispering and laughing with each other after the game. What happened to the NBA?
It's, I got it.
We
Flea.
Don't have any rivalries.
It's AAU. I believe that for better or for worse. I believe what you're talking about is why it's just like a fraternity now and there's no wars.
Yes, and that's why I want to ask Stoney, because I know you a little bit older than us, all respect, a little older than us. But remember they had rivalry. Boston would be going against the Lakers, and it'll be a fight, and Detroit going against Chicago, and it's a fight. Warriors going against Cleveland, Warriors going against Houston, Warriors going against OKC, the Grizzlies. What happened?
Tell them, Stoney.
One of the things that happened is, thanks for the call, Flea.
Man, I'm with you.
Is the bottom line is that the money has gotten so big for these players that they've created a club among themselves of elite players who make a ridiculous amount of money. Damn. And the bottom line is It's about the lifestyle. It's not about being competitive. It's about these guys
longevity.
Want to stay involved in this lifestyle more than competing. That's just what I think. I just don't. Kawhi Leonard, I don't want to start going down names, but you're making $40, $50 million a year. You've already won a title or two. All you really want to do is stay in the league and continue the lifestyle.
But what about this team
there
hopping?
You
know, Michael Jordan might be on the Pistons next year. What about that? I think that, you know.
What do you mean?
Like before, guys, Magic was going to be in L.A. and Isaiah was going to be in Detroit and we were going to battle until we got old. Now, my star might be do what KD did. You guys knock us out in the Western Conference Finals, but hey, I'm coming to help you the year later. You know, like, I didn't like that. When he was here, I liked it, but you know what I mean? Like, what happened with KD and staying where you're at and y'all work on this rivalry as Flea talks about, but that's out the window.
Well, Curry never left anywhere.
No, I love him for it. Bron's been on how many jerseys Bron been in?
Luka got traded. He wouldn't have gone anywhere in Dallas.
But it's not everybody's done. It's just the possibility of how the super teams, you know? I'm saying that to me has something to do with it. But bigger than that, they all know each other. It's like Club Med at the end of the game. Give me your jersey. And I guess that's cool. And I've learned to, you know, that's what they're doing. I guess I could call them kids. But those days are over. It's not in the NFL, in the NBA. Kind of stinks.
There's a lot of money.
Now, real quick, to that point, give me a rivalry in the NBA right now.
There isn't any.
And nobody to be mad at. There isn't. I don't even know who OKC, Denver. But there's no bad blood.
Memphis.
I used to love Lakers Clippers because it was the pride of LA, but they don't even care.
Yeah. Bob Fitzgerald was on yesterday with Dibs and Willard.
Look, I missed him.
I didn't see this one.
I missed him.
This was for you, clearly. Because you think that these guys just become great players without working at it.
Having played 15 road games already, having the, you know, 14 games in, you know, or 18 games in 31 days in 14 different cities. I mean, there's so many numbers, I get confused. It's one of the, I mean, this was the biggest end of the round against Marvin Hagler for the first couple months of the season, where you're just trying to stay upright and stay afloat while he's pummeling you. So they've made through it. I honestly think if you told me 9 games without Steph and games without Jimmy and games without Draymond, that you'd be 13-12, given what the gauntlet they've kind of run through, I actually feel pretty good. But it's just a matter of now. These are teams ahead of you. Minnesota is directly ahead of you. Phoenix is ahead of you. Portland has bothered you twice already this year. Like, these next games are all kind of measuring stick games, because you want to get these in wins. You want to win tiebreakers, and the goal has always been top six, and the goal is still there, and I think very, very possible for this team.
All right, that was Fitz on with Willard and Dibs yesterday.
Yeah, dude. It's just funny. Portland behind them, but have laid 2 L's on the Warriors, and you're Minnesota. Yeah, they are 6, Donnie. Even with the nail yesterday, 15-9. So the one thing that I'm having fun with, and I agree with Fitz, is my joy's back.
Loss will take care of.
My joy's back. You just hated that. Can I get it out? Yeah. My curiosity is piqued in a good way. And 13-12, let's go. And we'll see if Melton gets, you know, how soon he's up and running and what I assume to be a starter. And Pat Spencer, and just how everybody solidifies their role. I feel like we're in a good place now.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know that anybody solidified their role. Like, that's what I think they still got to work on.
Come into focus.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. I got to play this Pat Spencer sound again because it's important. This is Pat Spencer being asked after he's had such a good week and now Steph's probably coming back, whether or not Steve Kerr's talked to him about the next step and what his role may be.
Yeah, he doesn't owe me a conversation. We haven't chatted about it yet. We got out of Chicago, and then have, you know, a couple deserved days off. We've been traveling our butts off this year, so we'll have practice tomorrow. So we may address it, may not. But ultimately, you know, my whole career has been built off of just staying ready. So I'll be ready for whatever comes our way.
There it is.
I mean, man, that was, man, better than presidential. He don't owe me a damn thing. Just when I'm called upon, I'm gonna stay ready. And who is it? MTJD? Who was the other one, Steiny?
Curry. It should be now.
He tried that a couple of times. I ain't laughing for a bit.
It's Curry. I mean, no, it's Santos, Spencer.
Yeah, TJD.
He said, Will Richard, not really a part of it.
Well, he's starting.
Exactly.
You think that's going to, well, if Melton does what I think he's going to do, that would put Richard back in the rotation, not starting, right?
I wonder what kind of restriction Melton's got on him, if any.
Mm.
Because they got to keep him healthy.
Yeah,
and
it's big.
But then again, you know, you can't have five guys on the team that can't play back to backs or that don't play back to backs. Like, that's the one thing about if Melton can't play back to backs, Horford can't. Two out of the three big boys aren't playing back-to-backs, it's going to be hard. Let me look, though.
And speaking of Horford, do you have a problem if I say that signing's been a zero?
Yes, I would.
Could you elaborate? Like, on why? What am I missing?
I would say, what did you expect?
Mm.
Like, you know.
That's like, you can't fall from the floor.
I mean, I think I would have hoped he'd be a little better.
Yes, and more available.
He doesn't play back-to-backs.
But he ain't playing back. He's got sciatica.
See, you know who I expected more from? The Warriors than to sign someone that he could give them more than this.
This is what
consistently.
I asked, man. Like,
Jacob. Like, don't blame Horford. He's 39. He can't do anymore.
Wow.
He can't do any more than he's doing. It's okay to say maybe Mike Dunleavy, no shade. Saying Melton has a minutes restriction of 20-some minutes or something like that. This is Pat Spencer. Guru asked him a good question about the other night against Philly, OKC rather, when Steve Kerr took him out of the game. How was he feeling?
Nah, I don't question the staff, man. We've got a bunch of guys that have been doing this at a really high level for a long time. So as a competitor, obviously you want to be in there, but Pods has been incredible. And ultimately you're going to go to your starters down the stretch. Mm. That's just the way the game goes. And so completely get it. Didn't hold any, you know, ill will against the staff for doing that. Like I said, as a competitor, of course you want to be out there, but, you know, I'd played probably 8 to 12 minutes straight at that point. And Steve ultimately just wanted to get BP back in there. So, I don't question his decision-making at all. He got 9 rings for a reason. So,
I love it.
Thankful that he gave me an opportunity, though, you know, in the next couple games to get in there and close it out as well.
Oh, man. He's saying all the right things, Donnie.
Did you hear him say he was gassed?
Yeah. But I think that was – yeah. He would have been able to finish. How about that?
I think it's funny. The fans were more mad than the player when he came out.
I got to shake something.
I don't know what that means.
Like, I got this Phillip Rivers acquisition just has me all over the place. Like, and I really think he's going to do good. And I'm going to ask you and Evan this. And this is a goo special. If you could bring one player out of retirement, who would it be? Mine would be Michael Jordan. If you had one person, to bring out of retirement.
That, like, at 60?
No, they're
how
in their
old
prime.
Is he
they're
when you're bringing
prime.
Him back?
They're in their prime. Like, who do you miss watching? Mine is MJ.
I must be in a bad mood because I don't really want to do it. I don't want to do it. Go ahead, Evan.
Well, I will say one of them towards the top of the list is the guy who just came out of retirement. It's Phil Rivers.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
You got to have somebody.
No.
Bird.
No.
He could play in today's game.
You know what?
It's too fast.
Oh, yeah. It's too fast.
I'm trying to get you.
Who would you want to come back in the NBA?
I'm just one guy. Give it any sport.
Nah, I'm annoyed. I don't want to do it. Yeah, I just don't want to do it.
And I don't know what you're annoyed at.
Ask me again. Who? Okay. No. You know what? I'll give it some thought.
Tiger.
That's a great call.
The question?
If you had one athlete you could unretire in their prime, who would it be?
I don't care. I don't want to do it.
That's gold.
Yeah, tell you what, pick somebody for me because it's never going to happen.
But you're different. Like Evan's Tiger for you, I thought would hit.
Hey, that's great. That's great. I don't live in the past. I don't live in the past.
Well, it would be present.
You don't hear me saying, I think the Warriors are going to win it this year because Steph Curry averaged 30 in 2013.
Joe Montana's getting there. Jerry Rice getting, man, they're coming. The Niners could.
Jerry Rice is probably going to come back.
I believe he can do it. They do need something at that position going into the playoffs. The Niners.
Quit crying.
What they're getting. That's not like I'm crying.
Yes.
No, I'm just talking about, come on. You're going to need to be more explosive.
Stiney's guy would be like Ron Guidry.
Maybe Reggie. Reggie Jackson.
Hey, what did he show? That's a great question, Eric.
You young kids could see what a real baseball icon looks like.
I was there when he hit the three home runs.
You're not the person I'm talking about.
I've spoke to Reggie Jackson.
Yeah, but you know what, Evan?
Am I talking to Matt or Eric?
I have talked to the legend. Great. He thought you was Eric. Oh, man.
Like Greg Nettles.
Wow. You going there?
That's probably who he'd want to come out of retirement.
He's warming up now.
Probably Reggie.
You got a problem with Donnie Baseball not in the Hall of Fame?
No.
That's Don Mattingly, people. He should be in.
Yeah. Never won anything.
Oh, my God.
He didn't.
You are just...
Listen. Yeah,
Dominique Wilkins never won anything.
He played for the Atlanta Hawks. They never won anything. This is the point. You guys need to understand to have some kind of consistency. You sit here in the Bay Area talking so stupid about these 49ers. When we go, we win. We have standards.
We have standards.
49ers. We're the greatest. We never lose. Okay. Well, Mattingly's a Yankee. He never won squat. So he's not.
He was on good teams.
Elevated. Wow. When you don't win championships in New York, it don't matter, Chief.
I'll give you some of that, but they don't vote. And Carmelo Anthony didn't win a damn thing.
Your double standards are unbelievable.
I know how to judge the player. Don Mattingly's one of the best baseball players I've ever seen hit and play first base. That's just me.
Okay.
This is where your fandom comes out, Steiny. This is where we can see where you are a fan.
Donnie Baseball?
Because you're a fan of the Yankees.
What about him, Goo?
He was good, man. Forget the team thing.
And he'd be Jeff Garcia out here. Mm. What's your point?
He would be more than that.
Why? He didn't win.
But
they loved him.
What do you think the late, great Tony Gwynn would say when you asked him about Don Mattingly at the plate?
I don't care.
I think he would say.
Why would you pick Tony Gwynn?
Because he's one of the best hitters to do it. Well, any of those would give Donnie his credit. It ain't about team success all the time.
You asked me about Donnie Mattingly, and should he be in the Hall of Fame? I said no.
But you never once said he was damn good at his craft. Maybe that team didn't win because of some other stuff. But
the standards are different in New York for the Yankees.
Well, what did Jeff Kent win?
Huh?
What did Jeff Kent win to get voted in?
What do you mean?
Jeff Kent got voted in. He didn't have the team.
My point is, that's right. Because he played for teams that didn't have success.
But he still got in.
My point is that it's tougher to be a great Yankee than a great Astro or a great Giant. Because they've won more. So it's like, yeah, if Mattingly played his career out here in quaint little San Francisco, he would probably be maybe in the Hall of Fame. And he'd be loved more than he is in New York because he didn't win in New York. Guru, you got to win.
Carmelo. I think it's funny that like some of your favorite athletes never won squat.
Man.
And yet I don't like
Mattingly.
No, I know. But clearly.
Hello.
Yeah, line one.
He was after my time.
Yeah, but you hold it only against the guys that you love. That's, again, where your fandom shows up. Because he played for the Yankees, who you loved, and he never won, so he stinks.
No.
But guys across other franchises who never won aren't allowed to be great.
What bothers me is when Guru's going to come in from 3,000 miles away and say, Don Mattingly, and he didn't say it, he asked me, should Mattingly be in the Hall of Fame? And I'm like, no, he shouldn't.
But never... But. And
he
again,
you
I
asked me. I don't think
him.
He should.
He's
you
one of
say
the best first basemen in my era of watching baseball. So that's why I didn't even bring
him. He might have never been the best player on the Yankees.
Think he's better than Keith Hernandez?
No, actually don't. Yeah.
They're both good, and I do.
I mean, Keith Hernandez was a great fielder.
No, he was.
I know that doesn't matter to you because it's defense.
Stop. Dude.
And you know what? I do actually like Don Mattingly. I like him. He's
fine. You can tell.
Yeah. Man. I just got to stay. I like the truth more. You know what I mean? I like the truth. I like facts.
Well, look at Carmelo, man. He didn't win a damn thing.
Right.
And he's almost like a god
and that's
in
why
New
he's,
York.
Right, but that's why he'll never be Curry or Bird or Magic or Jordan or LeBron. All right. What is it, 112? We got to get out. Crossover coming up in 30 minutes. Another opportunity for me to give you the keyword on the other side to win a town jersey. Curry, Butler, and Steph. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whole league is just this cosmetic piece of crap.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, that reminds me. I saw another joke of a headline.
I love the way you memorize them, though.
Something about the Cup games are up 90% viewing.
Keep telling yourself
that's
that.
That's cooking the books.
Keep telling yourself that.
I made it up.
We got one tonight, couple tonight, and tomorrow.
Coming up at about 1:30, in about 10 minutes, I'm going to be giving you the last keyword of our show for today. I'm going to be giving you that in 10 minutes for your chance to win one of those sweet town jerseys. Butler, Green, Curry. And as a bonus, tomorrow between 11:45 and 12:15, we'll be giving away a Pat Spencer jersey. And we'd like to thank Pat Spencer for joining us today. He was terrific.
No doubt.
And we'll see what his role is on Friday.
And I'll just say this, Donnie. I love, you know, the upbringing that he had. He sounds like he's very grounded. And he hasn't let this little run, hopefully don't come to an end, go to his head. He's just, that was quality, man.
Great story.
Yeah.
Great story. 29 years old.
And his kid, his parents have multiple sons in the NBA. That's just incredible. They're like Rick Barry, all these fathers that have multiple kids in pro. Like, dude, that's the lotto of genetics.
Do you think?
I didn't have it.
Well, you did, but you.
I had three cracks at it.
Well, no, I thought.
What?
Well, like. Okay,
well, right here.
Oh, I thought you and I had a fundamental difference about, like, the way we look at our
kids'
sports lives. Maybe I'm wrong. Like, when I look at myself in the mirror, I say, Matt, you got as far as you could go when you played. You really weren't any better than you ended up. You worked pretty hard, and you pretty much reached the level you could reach. I always thought when you look in the mirror, you kick yourself because you made some bad choices.
Oh, no doubt for me, but my kids didn't.
Oh, you're. I'm talking about you and me.
My little Daryl and Donovan. They had to hide.
What would you have done? What would you do differently, Goo, if you had to do it again?
I started too late in regard to dating.
No. Sport. Oh. No.
No, I'm saying in high school. Sport.
No, I meant sports wise.
Yeah, in high school.
No, I didn't. This is not about dating. It's about sports.
But I'm telling you where I went wrong. I got a taste of it, and then
you got a taste of dating.
No, of life, if you get my drift, and I lost my focus on going to practice and sports, and I messed myself up. But during that time, I had major talent, height.
But do you blame it on the opposite sex?
Yeah, I regret. I look in there, I brush my teeth every day with regret. I should be in one of the leagues,
yeah.
Receiver.
Well, you wouldn't be anymore, right? I mean, you'd be. You'd be enjoying a post-professional career.
Yeah.
Probably doing the same thing you're doing now. You would have played 15 years in the pros.
Why am I feeling down, dude? I don't know.
You would have played 15 years.
Let's move on. Evan,
why?
Your boy had talent. I believe you believe that.
I believe you had talent.
I was hard-headed.
Gosh.
And then my daughter could have got a volleyball scholarship.
Oh.
And she wanted to go to HBCU.
Sweet. Did they not have?
No. So that meant you weren't going to play, but she didn't love it. That hurt. But that's her life, and I love her for it, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. It does sound like you have a lot of regret.
From a personal standpoint.
Well, it sounds like you feel like there are a lot of things you'd like to take
yeah,
back.
Yeah, no doubt. Yes. Hey, play the kid. But you seem like you're really at peace. That little line that you were, it sounds like you look yourself in the mirror like, I got everything out of the ketchup bottle.
If you would have been in here last Friday, you would have heard me.
What did I miss?
Dylan heard me say it, I believe. I looked at Evan. Evan was coming in and, you know, the young group, the young set, I get it. There's a lot of angst. You know, it's uncertain times. I understand the young people that has... You know, that have angst about what lies ahead.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of empathy for that. And I'm just telling you right now where I'm at in my life, I'm at peace.
That is incredible.
I'm at peace with where I'm at.
All right, before we move on, I just got to read this text that I think you and Evan will appreciate. Maybe the person that Goo wants most to come out of retirement is Goo. If that don't say it all, let's move on. Vern, you got me thinking, man. I'm down. Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Well, you can't get it back.
No, you're right. You're right. But maybe that's why I watch so much, because I just think about what if.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm...
Or still playing it this day, risking injury.
And here's where the part of me that many people don't see, but Guru, you're doing fine. Like where you're at right now, you shouldn't want to change places with anybody. What you've got, you can't put a price on. You've got a great family. You've got a good job. You've got support here in the office and outside. You've got a Cadillac. I mean, there's nothing.
Hey, I feel better,
you're
bro.
You're doing well, too. We've all got a lot to be thankful for.
Oh, man.
So, you know, let's go to Roy in San Leandro.
This is our guy.
Hey, Roy, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, fellas? I'm so glad to hear from you. I love the conversation.
Thank you.
Hey, look, I wanted to say, Matt, you know, I kind of have to go along with Guru this time, man, because, you know, this stuff with Cal Raleigh should have been the most valuable player. I don't care nothing about that New York stuff, man, that hype. The Yankees been doing that for years and years. Yeah, and you see, they didn't go, even though the Mariners didn't go. Cal Raleigh, and look what it takes to be a big league back catcher. Come
man.
On now.
Man, we're all, man, in agreeance.
You know, and so what I'm saying, and by the way, you know, I'm so grateful that Jeff Kent, you know, got in the hall. I mean, and he's going as a Giant because he learned from Dusty Baker and Barry Bonds, even though they didn't get along that well. But he said toward the end of the last 2 years of his contract, he said he started seeing a different part of Barry that he had never seen. But Ellis Burks and Marquise Grissom both admitted that they didn't think Barry took that stuff because they said his workouts was too rigorous. I mean, they said Barry was training in December and January. And even that Victor Connie guy said that he took a supplement, but he said he didn't think that it was steroids. Now, this stuff with Clemens is a whole different ball game, though.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of that?
And I think about Dave Ortiz. Yeah. He's dirty,
thanks,
too,
Roy.
When he's in. So,
by the way,
yeah.
And don't say – here's when you have a tendency to say yes, even though you might not be sure. Do we know for a fact Kent's going in as a Giant?
That I don't know.
So I went to college with this guy who's a huge Mets fan and worked in the Mets media. And I went on to Facebook the other day, and my guy Matt said, congratulations, Jeff Kent. It's about time you were recognized for being the all-time home run leader at second base. I'm just hoping you wear the Mets uniform proudly.
Wow.
Representing the team that kickstarted your career by getting rid of you so you could thrive. Like, let me look at Kent.
If I gave you three guesses without you looking, could you name all the teams he's played on, Jeff
Kent?
Okay,
I won't look.
Okay, we know the Giants.
Mets.
There's five more. There's four. Yeah, five more.
I think I can do it.
All right.
Mets.
You get three cracks at it. Nobody wants to hear it. Yeah. Three.
Mets.
Cha-ching.
Giants.
Cha-ching.
Dodgers.
Cha-ching.
Astros.
Cha-ching.
Rangers.
So you got two more chances.
Okay. Oh, Toronto.
Bam! There's one more team. I'm impressed. One more team, partner.
Boy, everybody ends up on the A's
at
some
point. American League team.
Don't.
1996.
Did he play for the Red Sox?
No.
I'm out.
Cleveland Guardians.
Oh.
But then we know what they were then. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Well, let me see how many years he played
for
each
team. How'd you pull Toronto out?
I remember Toronto.
That shocked me.
So Jeff Kent played for the Giants for 6 years, the Mets for five, the Dodgers for four, the Astros for two, Toronto for one.
Man.
So he obviously had his most productive years with the Giants.
And Roy's one of our favorites.
I love Roy. Roy's got
civility.
Was
he saying Barry didn't do the stuff?
Whatever Roy said was fine.
Right.
That's what.
But if you read The Game of Shadows, the book.
I didn't. What's it about?
No, I'm just saying Barry's figure changed. And I love me some Barry Bonds. My favorite player of all time.
You didn't have to read the book to see that.
I was just telling Roy. His hat size changed.
Yes, it did.
Barry's my guy.
There was one other.
Oh!
You know,
we love you, Roy, and I love me some Barry.
Oh, we were talking about untouchables. Who do you think's, like, if I said who's the most untouchable Niner, who would you say? Because I can tell you who I would say. I would actually say
Juwan Jennings. No. That is, pay me or trade me.
To me, if you had to make a list of the most untouchable players on the Niners, it would have to start with Kittle.
Okay,
like I'm mad at like that. Just because he's been here his whole career. I mean, McCaffrey's probably more. Like I would, to me, McCaffrey is more touchable than Kittle. Like he's the 149er, and then
more than Fred.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Before the injuries, it was probably a tie, and now because of the injuries, yeah. I'm saying George Kittle.
How far is Brock on your list?
Who?
Brock.
Well, I think
you're saying a lot.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I'm not saying anything.
I think, to me, Kittle's more untouchable, yeah. And McCaffrey would be more untouchable because they've been good this year with McCaffrey, and they weren't good without him last year, and they were good with him the year before. So, to me, you've proven that you can win some games with McCaffrey and Mac Jones. Have you proven you can win games with Brock Purdy and no Christian McCaffrey?
Yeah, gotcha. Now, I do want to say this to you. It's kind of on the fly. But we started the show with the state of the NFC. How far do you really realistically think these Niners can get in regard to seeding before the playoff? Because I have on my bingo card, and Niner fans, don't come for me, a scenario to where you drop three games after the Tennessee game, you're not in. So that's why I told you and everybody else that would listen, the playoffs have already started. But, Stani, you didn't mention Seattle.
You're out on Seattle?
What do you mean?
Earlier today, you were like, no. You know, the Rams are nothing.
I never said the Rams are nothing.
No, you said there's not a lot of, you know, top-tier teams, but you did mention Seattle, who took care of business this past weekend against Atlanta.
What I said was
he threw four interceptions against the Rams. That's what you said.
Stafford has had a horrible game. Darnold has had a terrible game. Purdy threw three picks in the first half.
Like, it happens.
Exactly. So when I'm looking at the NFC now, I think it's less than I thought it was. And so that's why I give the 49ers more of a chance. I'm more interested in let me look at the standings. Where's Dallas right now?
They are currently 10th behind Carolina, who owns the tiebreaker.
Well, Carolina.
And behind Detroit, who owns the tiebreaker on them. So Chicago, man, they need a lot of help unless the Eagles get back to playing right.
So if the 49ers finish with 10 wins, then the Cowboys are going to have to go 4-0.
And that would mean the Niners went 1-3.
Right.
So that ain't just a Dallas problem as far as from San Francisco's vantage point. Detroit, Chicago, and even Carolina could catch you if you're opening the door for everybody if the Niners were to go 1-3.
No doubt. I mean, I think they'll make the playoffs at 1-3, but they'll probably be a 7
seed. I don't. I mean, I'm just asking you, what part of don't you understand? Like, if Detroit goes, they win three games, they go, I got it, 3-1, they got 11.
Well, what
if Chicago goes 2-2, they got 11.
Well, what if the 49ers' one win is against the Bears?
No. No, wow.
Then that means the Bears would have to go, they'd have to win two of three
other games. Well, the Niners would have 11 then, because they're going to beat Tennessee, that would be 10, and then Chicago.
Call me crazy.
Let's
wait until they beat Tennessee.
All right, I got you.
Until we say they're 10-4, but I'm with you. So we got Eagles in one, let's just hypothetically
win the division. Yeah.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah. I mean, the Niners got to keep winning a couple games, but.
And I don't know what's going on with Tampa Bay. I know they're injured, but they're 7-6 holding on thin.
I mean, the bottom line is if the NFC South ends up with two teams, well, then the Cowboys didn't deserve it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No,
or if the Niners were to somehow get some planted, but I don't think they could. No, the 49ers could finish 9-8.
It looks like the best team in the football. You know which division that is, right? The best division in football, the Niners, NFC West. They're about to basically have three playoff teams to me.
What? You know who else may have three playoff teams? Don't count them out yet. AFC South.
That would be Jacksonville, Indy. But Indy might not make it.
Yeah, but if they
got Rivers. You don't like that. I love every bit of it.
He hasn't played in 5 years, I'm a little skeptical. Does that make me a hater?
Can you remember any other comp for a Phillip Rivers? I asked you and Evan. NBA, Major League, NFL. Who took some time off and then came back this long?
There is somebody.
Apparently, they're in the high school
Flacco,
that Phil Rivers was working at. They're running the same system as the Colts.
Dude, come on. But Flacco's
he'll
a
be
great
fine.
Call. Look at Flacco. I'm just saying. He ain't coming back to be a punching bag.
You know what always intrigues me is when, you know, NFL season's 4 or 5 months, there's a team that everybody was laughing at. He's fine. He won't last a year. They're in the playoff hunt, the Miami Dolphins.
I did see them at 6-7.
Miami Dolphins are 6-7.
Mike McDaniel.
Don't you dare let them get into the postseason.
I thought they would have just quit on them. Where are they now? 11th. Yeah, it's a long shot.
Still, though. Like, everybody thought they were going to go 4-13.
Well, they play Pittsburgh this week.
Hopefully they'll beat them. And then Tomlin will get another job with a line wrapped around the corner.
That noise died down quick, huh? Win in Baltimore.
Okay, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. It is your final opportunity in our show to qualify for the town jerseys. And the keyword is REF, R-E-F. Text the keyword REF, R-E-F, to 20357. That's REF, R-E-F, to 20357. And that gives you a chance to win one of the three town jerseys right now. Once an hour, every hour, now through Wednesday, you qualify. So every hour gives you multiple chances to win. And also tomorrow, you got a shot to win a Pat Spencer jersey. Let's go to Ricky in Pleasanton. Huh. Now, this is going to be, this may get me upset.
What's up, Ricky?
Yes, I don't know why you guys are so negative on Niners. They are 9-4.
Mm-hmm.
The earliest they could do is at least 11-6.
Mm.
So why are you talking about 9-8 or 10-7? I don't get it.
Well, we like to allow for every possible scenario, and if they lose four in a row, they'd go 9-8. I think we also allowed for 13.
Yeah, but why would they lose four in a row? They are playing against 2-11 teams.
Well, you can't any given Sunday, Ricky. Also, we're allowing for the fact that they could go 13-4 too.
You are not allowing that. You are just being too negative.
Oh, I don't think so. Not on this show.
Yeah, be positive, man. We are Niners people.
Oh. Thanks, Ricky. Appreciate the call.
Ricky.
No. That's gone too far.
He didn't hear the whole show. Ricky didn't hear the whole show.
You know what? I spared him.
I didn't have enough energy.
I spared him.
I sure did.
See, you can tell it's getting late in the show.
Yeah,
I'm losing it.
Jan. I am too, Jan, because I could have sworn today I said, hey, expectations for the Niners.
He didn't hear that part. We get it. You were at that, the thing they do for radio, where they tell you everybody doesn't listen to all 4 hours. Some people get in at different times.
Yeah.
I get Ricky.
Perhaps.
No, I get it too.
I'm that man.
All right, what do we got here? Oh, 137. We got the crossover coming up next. And Pat Spencer's jersey giveaway tomorrow. I give it away all of it. And I'm excited.
Good. Yeah. I'm nervous.
What? Now, what? Oh.
And you laughed.
I know. Stop it.
Yeah. You did laugh.
Don't. What was that?
I said I was a little nervous about disappointment, and you kind of sinister grin. You know how you do it.
No.
And you're laughing.
Look at you. You know what? Guru, I wish you nothing but the best at the doctor.
I appreciate it.
Not a doctor.
I hope. Do you know what's going to happen?
No, I don't.
Are you nervous?
I just told you that.
Is there a chance?
No, I'm here tomorrow. There's nothing to get
out
of.
Okay, just check.
Yeah, no, I'm here.
But are you going to be able to hear tomorrow?
Hopefully better.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could see one of these things where maybe they give it a big wash and he's got to.
No.
He's got to.
It's more than that.
Let the ear rest for a few days.
It affects performance.
Yeah, it does.
It does. It does affect performance. Right now, the Niners are sixth in the NFC.
Yeah.
They play the E.
That was Ricky who called in and said we're being negative. We've been nothing but positive. That's what gets me upset. But I didn't bark at him when I had him on the line, so I'm going to be cool.
No, I didn't either, but
I appreciate that.
With how open the
NFC
we're
is.
That's right. We're talking less and less about the Niners and their injuries, and we're talking more and more about how they could actually make a run.
And if we were to bet right now, if you were at the table, the station, do they get in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course they get in.
That'd be minus 170 right now.
You know what? I wonder what it is, actually.
All you got to do is go 2-2. We're really one. And you're going to beat Tennessee. That's 10. And then can you win one of your three remaining games against Phillip Rivers, Caleb Williams, and Darnold? Like, those aren't going to be easy. That's why I love it.
Yeah, I'm looking at I don't see their percentage for making the playoffs.
I was making it up. Well,
it's got to be 90.
One. Yeah.
It's got to be 90% to make the playoffs. I mean, they have a chance to
it's
go to
exactly 90%.
Hey.
You saw that some more?
With a win on Sunday, goes to 93.
Right. So, now, I wonder if that matters. If what that means is if they go 1-3, they have a 93% chance.
No, well, that thing would be lower. I don't know what it would drop to.
Well, no, I don't. I do not know the answer to this question.
See, I was trying to talk gambling with you, and Evan's right. 90% means it's for sure shot. But when you talk about the money line, that'd probably be minus 190.
Right.
Because it's so supposed to happen.
Evan. I'll go to Evan on this one.
Nah.
So right now they have a 90% chance.
Sure.
You're saying if they win, it goes to 93.
Yes.
What I'm thinking about is, okay, then if they lose the following, it's not going to be 93. So if they lose,
it falls to 76%.
Correct. I just wanted to make a clarification that
it fluctuates.
If they go 1-3, it doesn't necessarily mean they have a 93% chance to make it.
Hell no.
No, it's their playoff percentage right now.
Mm-hmm.
And each loss, if they were to endure a loss, Donnie, that thing would take a hit. And if they wanted,
appreciate that.
Well, that's what you're saying.
No.
It doesn't stay at 90. Of course it doesn't.
The percentage that you guys are probably most worried about, especially with the crossover coming up, would be the Chiefs.
Hey, shut up, Evan.
10%.
How would he do that?
Like, you know why he does it? You know why?
Wow.
I know why he does it. Because you won't have to deal with it.
Wow.
You won't have to deal with it.
That cut.
I got to deal with them.
That cut.
All right.
And if they lose, they're eliminated.
They had that game. I'm just telling you.
Plus. All right, Willard and Dibs on the other side. And that segment was brought to you by Safeway.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.